Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in abundance from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From time to time, you will hear someone say that God must have a sense of humor. Usually, it's when things don't go our way and kind of not at all as expected, or when we think it's going to be one way and it's completely the opposite, like as opposite as could possibly be, then it's usually, well, God must have a sense of humor. As you look at the Bible, of course, we know that there's lots of joy that's described or pointed out in the Bible, but what about laughter and laughing and having a few laughs? Normally, when it comes to laughter in the Bible, there are one of two kinds of laughter. It's a laughter of doubt and unbelief, or it's a laughter of joy in God fulfilling his promises. In the Old Testament, it's some 33 times laughter is brought up in both forms, and in the New Testament, it's 6 times, again, in both forms. But the truth is that God wants us to laugh. He wants us to laugh at the joy of the salvation that is ours in Jesus. In fact, Jesus, our Savior, says, "Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh." And so there may be sorrows, there may be reasons to weep in this life, but the Lord promises that there will be laughter in our lives, just as he promises. And as we consider that tonight, please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. So tonight we're looking at Genesis chapter 18, and you heard Sarah laughing behind the tent flap. But in order to put this whole thing into perspective, you really need to go back to the previous chapter from Genesis chapter 17, and that's where the Lord is meeting face to face with Abraham, and he's promising him that Abraham, at the age of 99, is going to have a son. Sarah was older, though not quite as old. We're not really sure exactly how old she was. Probably closer to 90, I think, is where we get to it. But as Abraham is meeting there with the Lord says to him that he will have a son. And when he does, we're told that Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, "Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? Seems like sort of a strange reaction. I mean, God comes and says, yeah, this son that you've always wanted, this son that you have held on for and prayed for and hoped for, you're going to have a son. And Abraham falls face down laughing. Not exactly the reaction that most of us would be looking for. But understand that Abraham's reaction was not so much one of doubt as it was of an incredulous response. He didn't really know how to respond to it, but he also knew, as the book of Hebrews will tell us, and we'll get to it in a little bit, that Abraham believed the Lord. He just didn't know how it could be possible. And as he tried to put all of this together in his brain, all he could do was just laugh. I don't know if we always like laughter in our lives. Usually when people are laughing and we aren't, we're either the butt of the joke or we don't know what's going on. And sometimes it's both. And so that laughter that's out there isn't always, if it's directed at us, it's not great. When we're laughing along with someone, and you know the expression, we're not laughing at you, we're laughing with you, usually that's not very reassuring. We still don't like that. And we don't certainly like the laughter that's directed at us when we talk about our faith. And people laugh at us for our beliefs or how we hold on to this religion stuff. Yeah, laughter is definitely not something that we always like. But you know the old adage, he who laughs last, laughs best. And that's kind of what we're looking at here tonight as we look at Abraham's laughter and Sarah's laughter and the laughter that they would eventually experience. Because here we are now with picking up with our text for tonight that God, he promises to Abraham that he's going to have a son. Abraham laughs because God has kept so many promises to him already. He knows God's good for it. He just doesn't understand how it's going to happen. But now God comes and he wants to let Sarah in on the joke, so to speak. We know that as he arrives, it's him and two angels. Abraham, practicing hospitality, immediately drops everything, runs to meet them, bows before them, invites them to stay. We're not sure if he knew who they were immediately, but he figured it out. And he offers them a feast, the best that he can offer. And he implores them to stay, and they do. And as they're eating, they ask about Sarah. Now, Sarah is in the tent, of course, listening to this whole conversation that's going on. And he says, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." And Sarah laughs. Only her laugh is a little bit different. Her laugh is one of doubt. Almost, you can imagine, one of deliverance, of derision, I should say. Kind of a, yeah, whatever. That's not what she says, but you get the point. She just doesn't know how it can happen. And you can sense that there's a bitterness behind her laughter. That for her, in her old age, never having had a child, never having the son that they had been promised, she's bitter. And it comes out in her laughter. It's a laughter of unbelief, a laughter of doubt. And God gets angry. In fact, he says, "Why did Sarah laugh?" Because it seems so utterly ridiculous. Too old to have children. She didn't believe. She doubted. It just wasn't possible. But God doesn't stomp away in anger. No, he reassures that this, in fact, will happen. And he says, "Your laughter will become real joy." That laughter is not uncommon. You know, when this laughter of Sarah, when Jesus walked the earth in his earthly ministry, people laughed at him too. Maybe you remember that story about Jairus and his daughter. He asked Jesus to come, but on the way, the daughter dies, and Jesus arrives, and the professional mourners are there, and they're wailing, and Jesus walks in and kind of says, you know, "Hey, what's going on here? Little girl's just sleeping." And they laughed. But that laughter turned to true joy. In fact, it came to a sudden stop in astonishment and then began again with true joy as Jesus raised that little girl to life and brought her back to her parents. Sometimes in our lives, we laugh at God's promises too, mostly because we're kind of stuck on ourselves. We laugh at God's promise when he says that sinful people like us can wind up in heaven. Now, maybe you've never thought to yourself, "Well, I've never really laughed at that. That's never been something." And yet, so often, we doubt that God could love us. We doubt that we're worthy. We doubt that we're worth the price that God paid for us through his son Jesus as our Savior. Those doubts creep in, and it's as if we're laughing at God's promise that says that you are priceless to him. We laugh at the promise that Christ has done all that there is to save us. And again, you think to yourself, "I've never laughed at that." And yet, when we slip into self-righteousness, when we think that we're better than other people or that somehow we deserve a pat on the back simply because we put this in the offering plate or because we carried out this action or because we have given something to the Lord and it all adds up to us being good. It's as if we're laughing that Christ has done everything for us. Do we laugh when we think that God provides for all that we need? And again, I've never laughed at that statement, and yet every time I worry about how God will provide, every time I think that somehow it's up to me to provide for me, it's as if I'm laughing at that promise of God. We laugh at God's promises when we worry, when we allow ourselves to be beaten down by a world that Jesus has conquered, when we're sick and we don't think that God will do anything about it or that God will bring us through. When we're fighting financial troubles, it's as if we're laughing on the inside at God's promises. They just can't be. They're too good to be true. No way. He needs my help. And that's when we need to ask ourselves the same question that God asked Abraham and Sarah. He said, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" I think you know that in your own lives, just as in the lives of Abraham and Sarah, God also allows us to find the joy, doesn't he? He helps us turn that laughter of doubt, that laughter of second guessing, that laughter of selfishness into a laughter of sheer joy at God fulfilling his promises. As I said, the writer to the Hebrews, by faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah, herself barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him, meaning God, faithful, who had made the promise. That's pretty amazing. Abraham believed because he knew the faithfulness of God, and because of that, he knew that God would make good on those promises, and he could laugh with reckless abandon. He could laugh with joy because God would make good on that promise. And they did indeed laugh for joy when their son Isaac was born. But there's more to the promise than just Isaac. God also promised that another son would be born that would impact the whole world, another son of promise by the name of Jesus, who would be given to the whole, to every nation on earth, who would take care of every sin and every sorrow. Jesus, who would come into this world to redeem you and me and to restore us into the family of God, to become his children. Oh, he would get laughed at too. He would be laughed at with Jairus' daughter. He would be laughed at crazy when he talked about being the Son of God. He would be laughed at as he hung on that cross and mocked and ridiculed to come off of it. But he stayed there to give his life for you and me because God's promises are sure that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. No way, they laughed. Yet God kept his promise. That most unique and astonishing promise is that through Jesus Christ, you have eternal life. Through faith, you are sons and daughters of God. Just like the son of promise born to Abraham and Sarah, we are children of the promise made so through Jesus Christ. He's the promised one from Abraham's line. And he has conquered our laughter of doubt and turned it into the joy, the laughter of joy at God's salvation. To those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So now would be like the perfect time for me to insert a joke and then everybody could start laughing. But that's just humor. That's not joyful laughing. The thing that gets us to laugh with joy is to know what Jesus has done for us. We can join Sarah and Abraham in recognizing that the son of promise was born to them, Isaac. And eventually, the son of promise, Jesus, was born from the line of Abraham. As Sarah confessed, "God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me." He's brought you to joyful laughter too. Let the world laugh. Who cares? Because you will stand someday before the throne of God, laughing with joy at how God has fulfilled his promises. So who gets the last laugh? It wasn't Abraham. It wasn't Sarah. It was God. And he gives us that laughter, that joyful laughter of salvation as a gift, just as he gave a son to Abraham and Sarah, who, by the way, was named Isaac at the direction of the Lord. Isaac, which means laughter. God grant that laughter to each of us through Jesus. Amen.